Welcome back, everybody. Inside Michigan football here at the Pizza House in Ann Arbor with head coach Jim Harbaugh. This segment is brought to you by Chocolate Milk and approved by the Michigan Dairy Market Program Committee. Now, this segment, we're going to take some questions. First one we're going to look at is from Twitter. Jordan asks, Coach, how's Drake Harris been doing? Drake's a great young running back, not young anymore. He's in his last year, but undergone two knee surgeries and still manages to come out there and play hard and play well.
Drake Harris?
Yes.
Drake Harris is a wide receiver, doing a fantastic job. Gotten a lot of reps this camp, and has been pretty healthy about, all the way through. Had one little thing that he had to work through for a couple of days, but then he's been out there. He's built up a good callus. I think he's ready to go.
We're also streaming, by the way. Anybody out there listening want to go watch us on the internet? We're streaming the show on pizzahouse.com. Another question, how's your excitement level for this season? This is from Greg Brooks on Twitter. Your excitement level for this season?
High.
As opposed to last year. Last year was your first year.
It was high last year, too.
Second year. Do you have a – you don't like to do comparisons.
No, I got to compare them. They're both, like, very high.
So you're ready.
Ready. Right. Very excited, both this year and last year.
Good deal. Gina Cooper is here in the audience tonight. She wants to know, do you keep in touch with your teammates much, the old guys that played at Michigan with you?
Yeah, especially, it's been great being the coach here. I've seen a lot more of my Michigan teammates since being back here in Ann Arbor.
From PSL Wolverine, this is easy from Twitter. I'm supposed to ask you who has it better than us.
We know the answer to that one, Jim. Nobody.
Nobody is absolutely correct. From Brian Culbert, and this is something that you had talked about earlier. We talked about it on the TV show. You really like this class of true freshmen that are coming in, and you see some of them actually contributing in their first year, don't you?
Yeah, that's still being determined. I think there'll be a good number of guys that'll play, and to be determined as some of what role they're going to be. Special teams, in the two deep, possibly even starting games this season. So I think all those things will happen.
What are the numbers? You said to me you thought that maybe 8, 9, maybe double digit 10 might see the field.
Yeah, I mean, and we talked a couple. What was it, 3, 4 days ago?
Yeah,
above 10.
So 10 true freshmen out there might get a shot at playing on a regular basis.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see. A lot of talent on that freshman class.
There really is. Devin Asiasi, Rashawn Gary, Chris Evans. Talked to some people a little bit about the job he's doing. It's outstanding. Devin Bush Jr., talk about guys. We count reps. We count reps. How many guys, how many reps they take in practice. And over the course of the training camp, Devin Bush Jr. was fifth, I believe. And he was definitely in the top five of amount of reps taken. He's done a fabulous job. Kalik Hudson's another guy. I don't know if people are talking too much about him, but he's gonna play quite a bit. Quinn Nordine, I would predict.
He's the kicker?
Yeah.
From west side of the state, Grand Rapids area, right?
Correct, yeah. So there's a lot.
You mentioned today a corner that did a great job on a route, Long.
David Long.
Yeah. Is he freshman or is he sophomore?
Freshman.
Yeah. So there's another one I just brought up for you.
Yeah, David Long, Lavert Hill, doing a nice job. There's a Ben Bredesen. There's I think some of the other linebackers, Josh Uche and Elise Mbembosi. We'll see them coming along and playing. Nate Johnson, as well as Eddie McDoom, have been doing some real nice things in practice. And, they're all very, very, very close and getting better every single day. And
yeah, you've still got guys, too, like I think wide receivers, you don't have anybody in the country can, I think, put three together like Amar Darboe, Jehu Chesson, and Jake Butt. I mean, do you know anybody else in the country has that kind of threesome that you can throw at them out there?
We sure wouldn't.
We wouldn't
want to find out. I mean, we like the.
You're not going to trade them, are
we
you?
We love the guys we got. Yeah.
What are you going to be most excited about when the team takes the field? This is from Kathleen Sidora from Canton, Michigan. She's here tonight in the audience.
That's always the same. The thing I'm most excited about when we take the field is just watching the guys compete. That's what I look forward to. That's what I get the thrill of, and watching our guys in that setting get the most joy out of that.
Let's move ahead and talk a little bit about Hawaii now in your first game this season. Last year you opened on the road at Utah. Mm-hmm. Tough opener. This year you've got five straight at home, starting with Hawaii and then Central Florida and then Colorado. A lot of people out there are saying this is quote-unquote one of those lesser opponents, and they just got beat a week ago in Sydney, Australia by California. I think it was 51-31. How do you get your guys ready for this? And I know you said it today, and you're right. You look at them on tape, they got some guys that can play.
No, there's no question about that. It's just it's a respect that you have for your opponent, and you have it for all the opponents that are on our schedule this year. And if we don't play our best football, we know that we're going to be very susceptible to losing the game. And if we play our best football, then we're going to be darn tough to beat. So that's the nature of football, but it's also the nature of who we play this year, beginning with Hawaii.
Watching them on tape, I saw they're a team that sometimes will line up five guys detached, but they're also a team that likes to run the ball with head coach Nick Rolovich, a former quarterback, yeah, by the way, at Hawaii, who is now their head coach.
Good man, too. We had a chance to work two camps with him this summer.
As a former player at Hawaii taking over that job, he's just like you.
We had fun.
Did you guys compare notes?
We did. On football, we were coaching some of the same drills and really enjoyed being around him and his entire staff. It was a real good, hardworking, and they're a young staff and very talented. It was really enjoyable spending a day in football with them.
They also, like I said, they sometimes go five detached, but they've got a running back named St. Just. Yeah. Young, he's smallish, but boy, he made a couple of moves.
St. Just.
They said on TV it was St. Just.
Okay.
Diasemi is his first name.
Yeah, he can run. He is a very good back. They also have some very fine receivers, quarterback that is very capable, and we know that we'll see a very aggressive defense.
Jim, thanks for being here tonight. We'll see you again next Monday.
And they got a kicker that, does it all.
Yeah.
Punts, kicks off, kicks field goals.
You played in Hawaii.
Did, yes.
At Aloha Stadium.
Yeah, 1986.
Do you know that in that game, Monty Robbins set a record?
Was it an 82-yard punt or an 81-yard punt?
I think it was like 80 or something.
It was a long punt, yeah.
You know, that's what Monty is, his claim to fame.
Well, really, we were in such a tight ball game in that game, and that punt got us out of flipped the field position, and we went out to win the game. But I think
you guys were in the shed of your own goal post, and he put them down at the one, I think.
Yeah, it was a tough, hard-fought game. I think we won by just a little bit more than a touchdown.
You know the toughest part of that game for me?
What?
Afterwards, we had to do Michigan replay, and I had to get Shem Beckler in a Hawaiian shirt. I swear to God, he did it.
We won, so I'm sure
he did it. But believe me,
pretty good about it.
We had to ply him with two really big cigars before he would do it. Thanks for being here tonight. We'll see you next Monday, and good luck Saturday.
Sounds good, Jim. Thanks.
Jim Harbaugh, everybody. Getting ready for the Michigan-Hawaii showdown at noon on Michigan Stadium Saturday here in Ann Arbor. Don't go away when we come back. Tony Tuiati joins us. Talk about Michigan's recruiting battles and player personnel. That's next, right here on the Michigan IMG Sports Network. Hey, everybody, welcome back. It's Inside Michigan Football with Coach Jim Harbaugh, and it's presented by Meijer, your home store advantage for Michigan tailgating. Join us every Monday night this season, 7 to 8 p.m. live from the Pizza House here on Church Street in Ann Arbor. It's great to have all of you here, and we're here every Monday. Coach Harbaugh is here also, and we talk football, we talk Michigan football. And you can also watch Inside Michigan Football on the TV show, which is on Sunday mornings at 10:30 on Channel 7 in Detroit. Game highlights, comments from Coach Harbaugh, and players and features on the football program, and much, much more. Inside Michigan Football TV, 10:30 a.m. Sundays. Also, 5:30 p.m. Mondays on Fox Sports Detroit. We're now joined by Tony Tuiati. Tony, it's good to have you here.
Randy, how you doing? Thanks
for
having me.
Thank you. Good to have you here. And you are new to the staff here at Michigan.
I am.
This is your first year. And you are from?
I am from Samoa, which is 6 hours south of Hawaii.
But don't you have a background at Hawaii?
I do. I coached at the University of Hawaii. I played there. Actually, I went to the University of Hawaii from 1995 to 1999. I was a GA there. And then I coached on the staff from 2008 till 2014 prior to going to Cleveland.
And tell me where you've been the last couple of years. You've been in Cleveland at the NFL level.
Yes, I was with the Cleveland Browns. I was a quality control assistant defensive line coach there for the last 2 years. And then was fortunate enough to get here at the University of Michigan. So I'm super excited to be here. There's the best fans in college football. And I'm just glad to be a part of this family.
There's one thing we know for sure, that you know how to make yourself popular with the fans.
Oh, no.
You just pat him on the back, and you know that you're going to get some applause.
I tell you this true story. When I was coaching at the University of Hawaii and they announced this game, and I said to myself and to my wife, I always grew up a Michigan fan, believe it or not.
Samoa.
Well, my family moved from Samoa to Southern California, so I grew up in Orange County. And my oldest brother went to USC, but we used to always see Michigan in the Rose Bowl, and they used to always do well and dominate and win the Rose Bowl. So I was a big Michigan fan. I loved the wing helmets. I loved the colors. My favorite color is blue and maize. Just growing up, I promise you, not ask my wife. That's all I buy is blue and maize. But when I found out that we're going to play at the University of Michigan, while I was coaching there, I was so happy because I said, man, I'm going to go to the big house. I finally get a chance to coach in the big house, and now I'm going to be on the other side of the team. So I'm glad I'm going to be on the winning side this weekend.
Yeah, well, we hope you're on the winning side. You got to get that done on Saturday.
Yes, sir.
How did you find your way to Ann Arbor, and how did Coach Harbaugh find you to get you here?
Well, Coach Harbaugh reached out to me through Coach Greg Madison. I coached with Anthony Weaver, who was a defensive line coach at the Cleveland Browns, who's now the defensive line coach with Houston. So he had a relationship with Coach Madison. Coach Madison talked to Coach Harbaugh. And long story short, I'm here and I'm so glad to be here.
Tell me the position now that was offered to you and what made it right for you to make the move to come to Michigan.
Well, being a part of this great institution, it speaks for itself, University of Michigan. But to be with Coach Harbaugh and the rest of the coaching staff, it's a no-brainer. So for me to feel comfortable enough to come to the University of Michigan, it's an easy sell in recruiting to tell the kids the same thing. So to move my family from Cleveland, Ohio, to come here to Michigan has been great. It's one of the best things that I've done.
And that's the other thing. You're involved in recruiting. You're actually the recruiting coordinator. They give you the title player personnel.
Right.
But you're recruiting coordinator for the most part, right?
Yes, sir. So.
And you've got to know a lot of rules and regulations in regards to that. The NCAA and their compliance issues are as big as the U.S. tax code, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. And you got to be very, very, very careful with that. So I try to do my best. All the coaches are very sharp. They've been coaching for a long time as far as knowing what the rules are, and we try to be compliant in everything we do. And Coach Harbaugh is very transparent too as well. So it's easy to coach amongst these coaching staff that, you know, have been in the game for a long time. So we haven't had any problems with that.
Now, here's one of those things to ask about Coach Harbaugh. The energy that he has on the road in recruiting, based on what we've seen in the last couple of years, mm-hmm. Is it hard for you to keep up with him? Or if you make a schedule out, there's nothing he won't do?
No, he's, you know, he attacks everything from recruiting to coaching to the game plan. So to be able to recruit with Coach Harbaugh, to me, I thought it was a no-brainer that you have a coach that loves recruiting, that we all have to keep up with him. You know, so I had a chance to see him, just how he operates in our swarm tours, you know, and just how active he was in everywhere we've gone to. And I thought he was going to slow down by day 3, 4, 5, but I was with him at the end of June when we were in Hawaii, and he had the same energy, same passion than he did at day 1. So that's who he is, and, you know, he's the leader of our group, and we all follow that. We buy into what he brings across the table in terms of recruiting.
For our listeners out there, explain swarm tours.
Swarm tours. That's going from different cities, different states, and for us it's multiple days back to back, so we get a chance to go see different high schools and do camps there. But it was a wonderful experience because you had a chance to see a lot of kids that are so passionate about football. You get a chance to teach them, to coach them, to be in their communities, and it was just a blessing. We were able to be out in Australia and work with people who have no idea what football is. You have women of all ages coming, and you have young kids and all they've done is play rugby their whole life, but they have so much passion and interest in the game of football. So we really felt like we were ambassadors to the game of football and introducing them to a game that we all love here in America. So it was a great experience to do that. We had a chance to go to American Samoa, which is partly being at home, and to see those kids be so happy to see the University of Michigan there and just be able to teach them fundamentals, techniques, all those things that we have. So it's been a great experience in all the different cities we've been to.
Don't go away. We'll have more with Tony Tuiati next on Inside Michigan Football on the IMG Sports Network.